We're the seventh most popular podcast in Australia, so yeah, yeah. So George is
definitely the most popular one that's filmed
at Marilyn's
search
party. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So welcome, Jenny, how are you?
Good.
Excellent, good. Fantastic, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for joining us. And I'm Jez, Jez Webb, Dave, Money Saver Home Loans.
Yep, world's greatest mortgage broker.
Beach Business Breakfast, George has taken a photo to send us a card.
Yeah, which is good. So we've got, this is season 7 of our podcast, so we started these about 4 and a bit years ago, and the plan was for people to just have a chat and just get to know people and then say, these are great people you want to do business with. So, you know, if you want cards or you want to buy a property, say with someone like Kellen, or get your insurance sorted, or I say, when people say, what does Jenny do? I say, skin stuff. So we're going to find out a bit more about that. But Jenny's episode is sponsored by the Merriweather Surf Club cap and water bottle, which you can buy for $20. So, yeah, 2 for $20. Ideal Christmas gift.
Limited edition.
So if you've got people who've got everything, they probably don't have one of these.
Yep.
And if you've got, I say to people, if you've got an annoying niece or nephew that you don't really like, but you're obliged to buy them a present, you're only up for $20.
And then you're promoting the surf club.
Promoting surf club. And they can healthy decisions. They can keep hydrated, yep, and they can stay out of the sun. So there you go.
Very good.
So cool. So welcome, Jenny.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's cool. So you can watch these online anytime on our website, beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au, which Jez built, not sort of single-handedly, but with a bit of help, yeah, and host for us, which is good. So Jenny, are you from Newcastle?
No.
Okay.
I grew up in Sydney.
Yeah. Whereabouts?
Parramatta area.
Nice.
Yeah.
I grew up in Blacktown.
Did you?
Yeah. So what school?
Toongabby, actually.
Oh, Toonie. So what school did you go to there?
I went to Toongabby Public.
Yes.
And then Pendle Hill is my closest high school. Like, I literally walk, 100 metres up the road to that. But I ended up at North Mead because they changed the boundary line.
Okay, yep.
And so a group of us ended up having to catch a bus to go to school. So I went to North Mead High and then just worked in town for a while.
Okay. So what did you do? So you finished year 12?
Year 10.
Year 10, yeah.
And then just basically went to work in town for a number of different jobs.
Yeah.
Met my husband.
What sort of things did you do?
I worked for a temping agency.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in the tax department. Nice. Remember the old tax tickets you would get, the duplicates, and or I would punch them in on a blind keyboard in the tax department.
In the days before scanning things.
Oh, yes.
Why couldn't you see the keyboard?
You only had one letter, the actual letter that you just typed. That was it. They were blind keyboards.
Are you not allowed to see? I don't know.
They were just a box and they didn't have computer screens.
Oh,
so
right,
it was just a blind, and you just literally key.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
The tax return.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, and then did you stay in Sydney? Where were you living at the time?
No, no. I lived with mum and dad till I got married.
Yeah.
Old fashioned.
Yep.
Showing my age
money,
now.
That's
well,
what
I'm showing my age. I did get married quite young though. And then we moved up to Wingham.
Yep.
A couple of hours north of here.
Was that for work?
No, no. My husband just didn't like living in Sydney.
Yeah,
fair enough. Wanted to get out of Sydney.
Is he from? He's not from there.
Oh no, he grew up in Sydney too.
Wow,
he's born and bred in Sydney.
Just wanted to get out.
Yeah, he worked all over the state for his job. He was an old Telstra worker.
Okay.
So, and then he had a living in Sydney.
So he's sort of centrally located on the coast.
He worked all over the state, so it didn't matter where we lived really. So we went up there because I had family and that, and I really didn't enjoy living there.
Yeah.
It's a very small town.
Yeah.
Like opposite of Sydney, almost.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
How long ago were you in Wingham?
We were up there 12 years.
Wow.
So I gave it a good go, but and then we moved here. Oh, I love living in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Just love it.
It's got the best of both worlds, hasn't it? It's got it's quiet.
It's like a big country town, but all the
big
city
country town, Yeah, and you can get most things, and you're either just down the road from the coast if you want to go north, or you're a couple of hours to Sydney.
It's amazing who knows who.
Yeah.
In Newcastle. It's,
so when what year did you move to?
We come here in 2001.
2001, so 2001. About another 20 years you'll be a local.
Yeah.
Just after BHP.
Ready for the retirement home.
But
right on the start of Newcastle, shift from industry
still
to
yes, yeah.
tourism,
yeah.
lifestyle type.
More lifestyle place, yeah.
So what, when you got, what were you doing when you moved here?
Me, I worked for an accommodation place here. I've done a few jobs here, so I worked for an RTO.
Yep.
Registered training organisation. Yeah. Yep. That's not up with the lingo.
Yep.
And then I basically decided I'd go back into the industry that I'd been in and out of since I left school, which was the beauty industry.
Yep.
And when I decided to come back into that industry, I went to a trade show and I was really surprised at how it had changed since I'd left it with all the new modalities and the skincare products. And I thought, wow, I know nothing about it.
Jez and I didn't, we tried the beauty industry, but we were sort of told to pursue our other options. Never understand why, but...
But anyway, it had changed so much, and I thought with all these lasers and everything, I tried to do a bit of research to learn more about it before I jumped in, because they're quite an expensive piece of equipment to purchase. And what I discovered was the lack of knowledge that was out there, that I, at the level that I felt needed to be.
Is this how you lead yourself into university?
This is how I led myself into university to do it. So I said that because basically there's no, in New South Wales there's no no laws governing, so you could go buy yourself a laser tomorrow from anywhere around the world you like and start lasering somebody.
Wow.
That sounds pretty,
that sounds dangerous.
That
sounds cool. How much are they?
Well, that's the barrier to entry is the cost, isn't it?
Yeah.
Depending on whether you want cheap just to get in or you want to buy quality where you, it's reliable and it's backed up, you know, it can be up for anywhere from 50,000 to 200,000.
Wow. Okay.
So not a small investment, but it's scary. So then when I was doing my research to find some training that I thought was adequate, I found that in many cases you could buy your piece of equipment from the supplier and they would give you 3 days training.
That's better than none.
Well, I don't know about that when you see what some people are treating. You know, because you do, it is the skin and they do a lot of, I would think it's invasive, in my opinion, and the things that they're treating. You need to know a background.
What sort of things do people treat?
Well, vascular, pigmentation, anti-aging. So it is a little invasive because to do many of the modalities today to, that actually give you a result, you must cause some damage to create the repair mechanisms of the body. So when you're creating that damage, that's where the problem is. There's the lack of knowledge.
Too much.
There can be too much or not enough. And so you have people who are paying, you know. No, that's not to say everybody has that, but like there's just no rules out there at the moment. And where the industry is trying to do that. There are a couple of good associations, one of which I belong to, who are trying to work to get some sort of
professional
standards out there across the board.
Yeah.
But it's quite hard because, as you can imagine, there's a lot of money involved and people need to pay for the pieces of equipment. So it's quite...
So what are some of the things you do with your clients now?
Well, I have a laser, but it's a low-level laser. We like to call it photobiomodulation. It's quite a mouthful. But it's known by a cold laser, that sort of thing. So with that, I do a lot of wound management, injury healings and pain management with that, which I have a lot of really good results with that. I do a lot of anti-aging. I do vascular work, pigmentation on the skin.
So do you go to people's places or do they come to you?
With my low level, if I've got a client who has been a really good client, and if they had an injury and they needed a little laser, say they'd had surgery and I was treating them after the surgery sort of thing, I might kindly go to...
But it is a lot of packing up and expensive equipment to put in the car.
And I just go to their place. And I'm happy to do that for somebody who has been, you know, a good client, that sort of thing. But in general, no. They tend to come to me.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And so who do you work with, like, other part... Like, do you work with doctors or do you work with...
Yeah, well,
how do you get your customers?
Well, a lot of the girls other people who have done my degree work with dermatologists and plastic surgeons. We're ideally aligned with our level of knowledge and skill to work with them to give their clients the best aftercare and hair. But yeah, doctors, there's quite a few allied health that I partner with for clients, depending on what they need.
So give us an example of what sort of injury that you might, is like a sporting injury or just anything?
Sporting injury. So with the low level laser, it's used quite a lot through the UK and through the US. And actually in the Mexico Olympics, the US team, they actually have a big bed. The laser is in a big bed. And they went the first week to the Olympic Games without the laser. They thought, oh yeah.
Is that in 68?
No, just the recent one.
Oh, just recently?
Yeah.
Mexico? Olympics?
Was it Mexico? Maybe Rio de Janeiro?
Oh, Rio. Brazil. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, cool. South America. Yep.
I thought it was Mexico.
Yep.
And they, the second week, they flew it in. Because of the recovery and the performance level that they got from having the laser therapy, they decided they'd bring the fly the bed in, because it's a fairly big piece of equipment. It's no small maneuver. So I help like athletes recover, that type of thing. But I have a lot of people with who've had broken bones in their feet, and they've had a moon boot on. They're like heading in towards 3 months, and they've still got a lot of pain, and the fracture's not healing properly as it should. A couple of treatments with the laser, no more pain, the moon boots off, and they're fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've
had So for that sort of thing, is it like an hour at a time, or is it?
It's a few minutes. It just depends on the injury and what I'm treating it. So we can be anywhere from a few minutes. But what I discover though is a lot of people, by the time they're seeing me, they're quite desperate.
Yeah.
So we start treatment, but they've had so much relief and benefit from it. They notice other pains that had developed, and so it ends up being quite. Often I'm an hour with them treating different areas of pain and repair, that once you start healing somewhere, you feel other pain that you've got.
And having a bit of a chat and treating their mental health as well.
Well, they actually now are doing a lot of studies in Sydney, and there's Australian Medical Laser Association, I think they've just changed them, which I also belong to. They're actually doing a lot of studies for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, acquired brain injuries, like through motor vehicle accidents and things like that. Yeah. And they're actually using the laser to help them recover. So they're doing tests, a lot of research and that for those as well at the moment. And there's some good results coming out of some of the research that's going on for them.
Oh, cool. So with what sort of marketing do you do?
Most of mine is by word of mouth at the moment. I do a little bit of Facebook, trying to get a word to that, Jeremy. I'm going to have Jeremy host it. That will be, I've been talking about it for a little while with Jeremy, but I just haven't got around to doing that.
BNI networking.
It's all the writing I have to do. I've been studying uni for the last 4 years, and I just started a new uni degree this year. So by the time I finish all
doing?
The writing.
What are you doing now?
This time I'm doing nursing, it gives me better scope of practice than what I am at the
just
moment.
Yeah.
I think you get sucked into it after a while. And you go, but no, because it's in the medical field, there's a lot of legislation around it. And an allied health field, and so you have procedures that you're able to do or not do. So your scope of practice. So I just want to build my scope of practice.
Yeah, good. That's excellent. So if people want to find you, Facebook,
just
a word board, talk to one of your clients, and you get referred along, and
That's really good.
Well, thanks for dropping in.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
And thanks for being florally dressed. That's great. We've had these for ages. I think Nathan from Funder, one of our sponsors, lent me this shirt about 4 years ago. Probably wondering, maybe he doesn't want it back, I don't know. But
that's good to have a theme, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a bit of fun. Yeah. So, you can see us. Come and meet Jenny at one of our beach business breakfasts, third Thursday here. First Friday we normally go to a coffee shop somewhere for just a bit of an informal chat. That's on at Cafe Inu in Carrington on the 1st, I think, 1st of December. Or the first Friday, whatever that is.
2019.
Yeah, so if you're watching this, if you're watching this,
in 12 months later.
Or, you know, 50 years' check time, go and fill these little ticks. Yeah, we went there for coffee. So if it's still open, go check it out. But thanks for coming, and enjoy
thanks
the rest of your day. And we're
thanks
still going to be live on Facebook while we sort of mingle around, and then invite Faith to join us for our last one for this season 7.